From the News Center, a news focus.
A new survey shows that as the pandemic spreads, the number of young people being held in juvenile detention has dramatically decreased. Congregate settings such as juvenile facilities can rapidly spread coronavirus infections to the youth, the staff, and the community at large. The Annie Casey Foundation survey found the population across 30 states declined 24% in March, as much as the 7 years from 2010 to 2017. According to Jessica Fireman with the Juvenile Law Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania has seen a similar decline, but it has been uneven.
We believe that some counties in Pennsylvania have really significantly reduced the number of youth in detention centers, and that others have not done as much.
The Pennsylvania Superior Court denied a petition for rapid review and release of youths in detention, but directed judges statewide to consider the public health crisis in their decisions. Nate Ballas directs the Casey Foundation Juvenile Justice Strategy Group and thinks the pandemic may finally bring about a right-sizing of the nation's system.
We could emerge from the pandemic with a detention population that truly is young people who pose an immediate community safety risk, rather than all kinds of young people who are not a risk to public safety.
He said youths often have been sent to secure detention for minor offenses that don't pose a real threat to safety of the community. Fireman said the Juvenile Law Center is working to release as many youths from detention as possible and to ensure that those who remain have basic rights, including access to education, visiting, and safe living conditions.
Our hope is that to the extent that we are able to reduce population during this crisis, it's not a short-lived change, and we can truly transform the justice system to support young people in an ongoing way years in the future.
The Casey Foundation plans to continue conducting its monthly survey of juvenile detention facilities for the duration of the COVID-19 crisis. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.